Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Steve.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Eric Griffin Part 5 episode. You already know my history with Eric G. We argue a lot in this interview about Star Wars, Rey versus Luke Skywalker. My favorite part of the interview is when he says, "Steve, you're not listening." I also like that we reviewed the new Apple series, Servant, directed by M. Night Shyamalan. So thanks for tuning in, and shout out to our sponsor again, Blue Chew. Okay, go to bluechew.com and use the promo code Stevie. All right, love y'all. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Penis enhancement chewables.
Is this the Blue Chew song? Finish up there at the top. There it is. There it is. There it is. That was it. There it is, everybody.
We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the fifth time.
Really?
Yeah, fifth time on the show, comedian Eric Griffin.
Yay. And we're back.
I need this. All right. Let's
you've been good about this lately.
What are you talking about?
With the notes and stuff. You coming in prepared?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's CNN news. You know or something it. Like that. Good
let's
for you.
Let's just keep it positive. Firstly,
wait. The name of your podcast, by the way. It should be called Keep It Positive because, you know, by the way, anytime you say that, I know that means it's going to go negative.
I know. We're going to get eventually into the Star Wars review. I don't want to get into it because there's a lot of things to talk about.
This one's yours.
Firstly,
so what are you doing?
I want you to, because I like it when you roast my place.
No,
what are three things wrong right now with my apartment?
Three?
No, do five.
No.
Five.
See, everything's fine, no, except for that floating power strip. There's a floating power strip right now. It doesn't look healthy.
That was a good one. Because that was new. That's new.
Is that a new?
Yeah,
that's
a new
predicament.
Yeah.
Right,
what's
there?
The second thing that bothers you?
No. You know what? The hot plate is still here. That's nice. Yeah, we still got the.
You son of a gun.
Are you cooking eggs?
All right. This is what I like. I like it when you do this.
The hot plate. All right. The floor looks clean. It's good.
What about the smell?
It still smells like a graveyard, but.
Okay. So good. Three. Okay.
Yeah.
But everything else looks fine.
Yeah, everything else looks fine.
I'm trying to tidy up.
Oh, th- Is this tidied up?
Well, my girlfriend, hold up.
My girlfriend got me this book.
Oh, what's the book called?
It's called,
let me see.
Yeah, just say the title.
The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up.
Yeah.
The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing.
Yeah, so the author's name, she's a Japanese woman.
Let's just pick a section.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead. This is fun. This is
like
this is
looking in the Bible, all right? Yeah.
So hold up, let me just say, her name is...
Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo. Shout out to Marie Kondo. Well,
Marie is obviously her American name.
I guess. She's a Japanese woman. Yeah. She's always welcome as a guest. Go ahead, pick a page.
But I'm just wondering, like, she's Japanese, but she picks sort of a Latino name, you know?
Well, it's good.
Well, it's not great. Maria, it's Marie. Well,
yeah, it's okay, Marie. So I got it's Marie.
All right, what to do when you can throw when you can't throw something away? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is for Craig too. Oh, this is perfect. I picked
you better believe it, buddy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, buddy.
What you should do right now is you should edit in right now. Just go through
Craig's apartment.
Craig's apartment. Yeah, just a quick picture of the hoarder situation.
I love it.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Human judgment can be divided into two broad types, intuitive and rational. When it comes to selecting what to discard, it's actually our rational judgment that causes trouble. Oh.
So there's a whole philosophy behind. So with this could revamp, because it teaches you how to categorize items and like what value does certain items have to you. What importance does it have to you, and whether or not you're willing to keep it or not?
Okay, here's my problem, Steve. Yeah.
There's always a problem, but go ahead. That's why we have our movie review thing.
You have almost an inch and a half book. Like, this book is bigger than your place. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. This should I was be waiting
a,
for it.
This should be a pamphlet. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
Wait, the
All
fact right. that you need a whole book to tidy up this apartment?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Because you know.
I like it.
I'm not going to use Craig as an example, but we all have a thing where we put importance to certain objects.
You know what I'm saying? All joking aside, is I know exactly what you're saying, because even in my place, like, just even if you just go to clothes, don't you find yourself like you're going through your clothes and you go, well, I can't throw this shirt away.
Yeah.
This one was blah, blah, sentimental blah, 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 value, blah, or whatever, you know, and then you just like, but I actually started doing that. You know what I started to do is this, I look at my closet, I go, I haven't worn this in 6 months. It goes in a bag and I'm giving it to Goodwill.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I've been doing it. I have like, and I really.
Oh,
I have,
so you're already practicing this.
I have so many, but here's the thing though. I haven't taken the bags to Goodwill yet.
Well, why don't you do that?
Because I'm still, I think just like subconsciously, I'm like, well, that one shirt that I.
Yeah.
But we know what you have to start doing is you just have to go buy a new shirt. So if you're a person that likes t-shirts or graphic
tees,
so then what you got to do is you just got to go, you go find a new one. And then if you buy a new one, maybe you should throw away three of them.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That you don't, you know. So just some kind of pattern. But we do hold on to things, you know.
Like
if I look at your place right now, there's just probably so many things that you're like, do you really need this?
No.
Like,
there's
why
a
is
lot.
This still here?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? So
I have no idea.
I mean,
I have a hard time getting rid of it, I'll tell you that much. I don't know why. Yeah. So people liked our movie review, huh?
Yeah, they did. Well, you know, they liked it because I think they just like us. But there was a lot of comments about stuff that I was like, damn, we don't know enough about Star Wars.
And then you added, because you texted me and you warned me like, hey, this is what's going on. I'm not that much of a nerd.
See, we...
to like, I don't know the books.
Like, okay.
I've seen New Hope,
admittedly, we both...
I've seen the movies.
Sorry.
I don't know episode 13.
Of Tatooine,
when this comet hit this certain village.
The Tatooine Chronicles.
And then the Ewoks were informed on. Right. You know, I don't know on Endor. You know, I don't know this.
Yeah, we don't know the Endor games.
But what doesn't sit well with me though is the way you're really defending Rey.
Oh, here we go.
So no.
You want to continue this?
I kind of do.
You want to fucking continue this?
I kind of do.
You know what? I'm
because this guy wrote something.
But you have to let me finish. You can't. This is your problem. You don't listen. You know, and you get like tunnel vision on what you're saying. All right. Can I just make my point? And I'm only going to say this shit one time this time. All right. I'm just trying to make a simple point, all right? Luke, in the Star Wars movie alone, all right? His traveling to becoming a Jedi, there was no real training for him, okay? And he was able to pick up a lightsaber, and he was fighting with a lightsaber in Star Wars. with no training. He was on the ship with Obi-Wan, and he was like getting hit with the lasers when he was covered.
It's called the Millennium Falcon. First of all, okay, so he was on the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, Jesus! That's the thing he wants to get. Okay,
but he did have he was practicing.
Right. But wait. But he just did it for the first time. Okay, right?
Yeah,
it was the first time he'd ever picked up a lightsaber. Right.
But okay, I see where you're getting at.
Because Obi-Wan was like, the lightsaber is the weapon of a Jedi. He introduced it for the first time.
Okay.
He tried to do it. Now, let me ask you. That was the only time in that whole movie that he picked up a lightsaber and was practicing with it, right? Okay. Yes or no?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
All right. At the end of
Star Wars. And I'm listening.
At the end of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Weren't they fighting? Wasn't he like fighting with, you know, the lightsaber at some point? Or was that? No, he wasn't even fighting with the lightsaber.
No, he wasn't. He had a blaster gun.
Okay, but my point is like, he sees
Obi-Wan was fighting.
And Obi-Wan died.
He died from Darth Vader.
He never got to do his training. No. So now you go into Empire Strikes Back.
Thank you.
All right. Now, obviously, he'd been trying to train, but he had no real trainer.
Yoda.
No, motherfucker. He didn't get to Yoda yet. Okay.
Well, you said Empire Strikes Back.
Yes. Steve, this is why you don't listen. See, in the beginning of the movie, he's on the ice planet. He's in the cave.
Hoth. It's Hoth.
This motherfucker.
It's Hoth.
He's on Hoth.
Yeah, he's on
and
Hoth.
And he's upside down in the cave with the monster.
Yes,
sir. So you see, he'd been like, he has limited training as a Jedi.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Then he goes to
the Dagobah system.
He finally goes to the Dagobah system.
Yes, sir.
At the same time, Han Solo and all this other stuff is going on at the same time.
Cloud City.
Right. Yeah. So what is the timeline for how long it took? How long was he on the Dagobah system with Yoda while at the same time Han Solo and Leia are like doing all that stuff where they find, what's his name?
Lando Calrissian.
Okay, so how long was that? Would you think it was a week? You think it was 2 weeks? You think it was 3 weeks?
This is something I'll admit. Didn't mean to cut you off, but this is where I made the mistake. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to, if I'm wrong, I'm willing to admit my faults. Someone commented on what I think the video we did.
Uh-huh.
Someone direct messaged me, some real far out Star Wars geek fan, like he knew the books and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the movies, and he's like, well, you forgot to mention that, because you know how I was downplaying Princess Leia? Uh-huh. I'm like, well, why is she, you know? Yeah. But Yoda foretold that. Remember at the very end, he goes, there's one more.
I know.
Yeah, so I forgot about that scene, so I apologize for that.
Yeah, because I was saying they already, but I was telling you, that's a whole different argument.
Okay.
But since you brought that argument up, I was just trying to say that they foreshadowed that Leia was going to have Jedi powers throughout the whole series.
Okay, and I'm willing to admit, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
All right, but you're wrong about a lot of shit, but let's keep going.
Whoa, no, I'm wrong about that one thing.
All right, now listen. Okay,
My
point is, I still want to hear, how long do you think Luke Skywalker was on
in
that
the Dagobah
planet
system
with Yoda? It had to be like 3 days tops, correct?
No, it was about 3 weeks.
So let me ask you this. So it was 3 weeks for Han Solo and what's-her-face to get to the Cloud City. So that
they
all took my 3 weeks.
They were chilling for a minute.
So let's say I'm going to give you three
Hold
weeks.
Hold up. You didn't also – an important part is Luke's X-Wing was underneath the swamp as well.
Okay, that doesn't even matter.
So that was – and plus you could tell he was kind of rugged.
Steve,
dirty.
Steve.
I'm guessing a few
Actually,
weeks.
Actually, you know what? We
could dispute
it. No, Steve, you never listen. This is the part that people say a lot.
Oh, my God.
You know what a lot of the comments were? Steve does not listen. No. You know how we can find out?
Oh, God. I'm about to kill you.
No, there's actually a thing we can find out.
Okay.
Listen, in Empire Strikes Back, remember when Darth Vader was there? Remember when they go to dinner?
Okay. Thank God it's the time for the ad read.
Oh. The middle no, of
I know
what?
And I'm so
I'm in the
so
middle
glad.
Of making my point.
Thank you, God.
This is
put a cork in it
right now.
Put a cork in it.
Are we going
it's
back
my
to
time.
This point?
It's
We're
my
going
time.
Back to this point. That's all I'm saying.
So this episode is brought to you by Blue Chew with a BLUE. Okay, Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew. You could use if you're a single guy, if you're a guy with a girlfriend, whatever partner you're with, even when you're alone, if you're watching X videos or Pornhub and you lose your boner, all you have to do is eat a blue chew.
That's a real commitment.
And you could actually have a better masturbation experience as well as a better lovemaking experience as well. So you don't have to have a partner. You could be a single guy and you could just go to Blue Chew, okay? This is for you, okay? Because I know I have a girlfriend, but I enjoy masturbating as well a lot. It prepares and ships directly to you, so you could save yourself the embarrassment of going to a pharmacy, right? And it's also cheaper. So right now, we have a special deal. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Stebee, STEEBEE. Again, that's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Stebee. Now back to your point.
What?
So it says here that the official word from Lucasfilm was that Luke spent 18 months on Dagobah.
No.
18 months
way.
On Dagobah.
I don't know, but wait.
From the Google source.
Wait.
Yeah, 18
hold
months.
Hold on. There's no fucking
it's
way.
It's there on Google.
I know, but there's no way.
Lucas source.
You're telling me that so, Luke and Leia were on the Cloud
hey,
City
on,
for over a year.
Thank you. He's our Jamie. He's no, my no, Jamie. No,
Steve.
Like Jamie
you're
on
not,
the
you're
Joe
not
Rogan.
Letting yourself use your rational thought.
Well, you're not listening. In the movie. You're not listening.
In the movie. Mm-hmm. So forget about what's going on with Luke. You're just
months.
Watching the movie. How was Luke and Leia... How did it take them 18 months to go from escaping, and then so you're telling me that Darth Vader waited? How long did Darth Vader wait to go get them? Craig, just asking you, does that make sense?
I don't know. I mean, it's weird. I agree.
No, listen, guys. There's no way that took 18 months because that would mean that Luke. It's amazing. I got to say the same things like 50 times.
I love
because you guys don't listen.
But we're telling you from an outside source,
no, okay.
From Google, from a
Steve.
From
use
George
it,
Lucas.
Steve, can I, can we
He's
try
Googling
to tap
it.
Into your rational brain right now?
Well,
let me ask you this.
You have to be rational and think outside
listen.
Of
this
your
is what
own
I'm
brain.
Saying. He doesn't listen.
You're not listening to this
Steve,
is my
Steve.
House. You're not
you're,
listening
Steve.
To a rational
how?
Source
okay.
outside of
Steve,
yourself.
How just let's talk about Luke and let's talk about Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Okay.
Han Solo and Princess Leia arrive at Cloud City.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
They went directly from. So, okay. In the movie, Luke went like this. I got to go, you know. And then they go, okay, well, we're going to go this way. All right. So, you're saying to me that you think Han Solo and Princess Leia were on Cloud City for 18 months.
I didn't say that.
No, but it would have to be that.
Craig said it.
No. It would have to be that.
But that's I didn't say it. It's coming from
they would have
source.
To. How long was Han Solo and Princess Leia at Cloud City? And by the way, Darth Vader, he arrived before they got there.
Oh yeah, because he planned that he was
okay.
Planning
so
that.
How so that means then that it took them a year and 8 months, or a year and 6 months to get to Cloud City. Isn't that what that would mean, Craig?
Well, I was going to say, to your point, if Rey was on that planet with Luke, it could have been for 18 months, too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's no you're thinking what? Of it incorrectly. No. Luke was already in the Dagobah system for months, and then they, at a certain time, that's when they decided to go to Cloud City. They didn't do it simultaneously.
Yes,
they didn't
they
all
did.
Go at one time.
They were together. Oh, well, no, but Craig, no, forget about that. Thank you, but that's a different point. My point I'm trying to make is this. Darth Vader was already at Cloud City.
He was planning, yeah, it was
before
planning.
They got there, because Lando Calrissian
said... But we don't know how much
okay,
longer.
Okay, so...
We don't know the exact time.
No, but he got there before they got there. He said that he...
Oh, I know, that's
so
for sure.
So Lando Calrissian said, they arrived shortly before you got here.
Correct.
I want to know, how long then... Do you think it took a year for them to get from wherever they... Because they just rescued, Princess Leia.
Yeah, they
just rescued her, right? Isn't that what happened? So you're telling me that it's 18 months from that rescue till Darth Vader arrives shortly before they get to Cloud City? That is completely ridiculous.
Look, we're not
Craig, is it ridiculous?
We're not agreeing or disagreeing. He's getting it from George Lucas.
He didn't get it from George Lucas.
Yeah, Lucasfilm. He got it from Lucasfilm.
Yeah, I'm proving that it doesn't make sense.
You know what? You know what I'm realizing?
It doesn't make sense.
Us talking about this and having arguments about this detail of
Brought it up.
I know, and I regret every minute of it.
Well, it's too late.
You got me started.
Too late. You got me going.
No, this is where I'm going to stop this movie review ridiculousness.
I do not want to talk about
Star Wars anymore.
I just want you to acknowledge one thing, then we can move on.
Okay. I agree.
No.
I agree. Look, I agree. 18 months.
But you're not acknowledging. I didn't even get to finish my point. I don't need him to say yes or no to this because
I don't care at this
rational
point.
Rational people
really
watching know that it didn't take Han Solo and Leia 18 months to get to Cloud City. So that's completely ridiculous, all right? So, therefore, there's no way Luke was on that planet for 18 months.
Okay, I'm going to agree
with you.
Because
this shit was happening simultaneously. Now, my whole point is this. However long he was on that planet, okay, because it didn't seem like he was on for long because when he fought with his dad, it wasn't a very good fight. He was getting his ass beat.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They were talking about something about 6 months between Empire and Return, and that's when he was...
Oh, no, that's different. No, by that time, he's a Jedi. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, by the way, whatever he was doing in that time, he was doing it on his own.
Right.
Because he didn't go back to see Yoda until Return of the Jedi.
Well, here's what it says here, too. Either way, Luke spent relatively little time on Dagobah being trained by Yoda, and there were really no other options to learn the ways of the Force when he is the last Jedi.
What you get to say now about Google?
Look.
That's from your man's mouth.
I know.
What you got to say about Google now?
Your point.
Thank you.
I'm throwing in the towel.
Okay, now.
But the thing is, I'm realizing now, I really don't want to lose sleep over this or even give him a...
You have been losing sleep. He brought it up.
I know, but...
Can I just finish my point?
But the thing is, I didn't want to get this heated on yours, and it's my fault because this is my house.
Yeah, you
got
it heated.
And I invited this ridiculousness.
It's got hot plates.
So all you Star Wars fans, I apologize. Look, I watched the movies. I haven't read any of the comics or the books. I apologize. I like what I like.
Okay, can I just... I didn't even get to make my freaking point.
You made too many points, I want to end
it
now.
No, because I'd...
You're making too many points.
It would be done if you would just let me get to it.
No,
if I could just get to it. If we could just get to it.
Okay.
All right, so now, we've already proven, even from Google now, that he wasn't... And it says that he didn't train with Luke for that long. So my point is this. He then goes to fight an Empire. He fights Darth Vader with a lightsaber. Okay.
That was a damn good fight.
With very little training.
Yeah.
So this is the only point I'm trying to make to you.
Okay.
You kept harping on the fact that how can Rey be so good with the lightsaber with very little training? Mm. Luke was good with the lightsaber with very little training.
Okay, so Rey's just the best.
And all I'm not, it's not nobody Rey, said that. Yep. And all I'm saying is Rey was on a planet that she was, it's a rough planet, man. She got to live by herself as a girl with, like, monsters giving her, like, horrible food. She had to fight for food. Anyway.
That's fine.
That's my only point. That's what I was trying to get to.
But my point being is, look, we could argue about this all day as far as, is Rey better than Luke? Is Luke better than Rey? All I'm saying is it's just I'm questioning, like, just her authenticity as far as being this all powerful, and I want
later.
I want you to add on to the healing because I know that's from the books or the comics,
which I didn't even know. And a lot of people hit me up about.
Okay,
that.
So let's talk.
A lot of people
were
like, "These guys don't know Star Wars."
we don't, and that's why I have this is my platform. So if you geeks came over here, I'm gonna explain to you.
Apparently,
I've watched the movies. I didn't read the comics. Or I haven't read the books, you know. I'm a fan of the movies. You know what I mean?
But apparently, force healing has been in the Star Wars universe forever, in the comics, in the graphic novels.
We haven't seen in the movies,
in the books.
So
it just wasn't in the
movies. Yeah, it wasn't in the movies.
So that was like.
So in our defense, we hadn't seen it in the movies.
We didn't go to the fucking Tatooine Chronicles.
So these dudes, these nerds were getting on us that hard?
Yeah, real hard.
Hard.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes no Well, it's just no. But yeah, the thing is, like, in within the universe, apparently this was something that was going on. But look, I hate to, I'm not trying to go back, but all I'm saying is this. If you, I just like, if you look at Luke, okay, so like we know after Empire Strikes Back, he never went back to train with Yoda. And the next time we see him, he's a Jedi master, basically, because he goes to see Jabba the Hutt and he's like, you know, doing all this stuff.
So he was
a Jedi master at that point.
Yeah.
So it was like, with like,
we're way more powerful.
Right. Yeah. So where was his training? And so my point is, they were doing the same thing with Rey. They didn't show her training. They didn't show how she got this. We just have to infer that, you know,
she accepted.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is like
speculation.
They're pound for pound, they're the same. And I'm saying in the first year of them learning about the Force and being a Jedi, I'm saying Rey would mop the floor with Luke. That's my point.
All right. Well, I'm not going to argue with you.
But anyways,
because I'm gonna just because I think I put too much.
Yeah, you were so
emphasis. I don't know why.
Luke,
I don't.
Luke was your boyfriend or something?
No. Luke's not my boyfriend. Definitely not my boyfriend.
But you wanted him to be your boyfriend.
No. I like him as a character and as actor. Yeah. I like
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, I related more to that than Rey because I felt like I knew Luke.
They didn't do enough with any
of those
characters.
The way they made him go out is.
But you know, this reminds me of Harry Potter. Are you a Harry Potter person?
No, not really. No, I don't. Because if I open that doorway with you, then
you're gonna lose that. Because I'm a nerd. I have a wand in my back pocket.
And you're gonna be like, no, but that's from spell number 34.
Let me just give you an example of something.
I don't want to.
So
argue
in the books,
spells.
In the books, so the books and movies were different in a sense that they left out information from the books.
Yeah.
That would have made some things in the movies make a little more sense. You know, like in the movies, they had this thing called the Marauder's Map. You know,
are you talking Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I have nothing to add to that.
No. He doesn't understand how an analogy works
I know perfectly
things.
How it works.
Apparently not, because I'm in the middle of it and you're not paying attention. I'm trying to show why we. I'm trying to. This is for our favor.
I can't believe people like this.
Yeah.
I don't. Because people think this works out. I think
you know what a lot of the comments were?
Brain,
Eric, you're so patient. How do you deal with Steve? That was half the comments.
So if you're riffing with
Eric
Griffin
is a real
fan,
good friend.
Just tune
he
out.
Really deals with
separate it.
Steve, I'm trying.
Separate it then. You don't have to be here. Tune out
then
now.
What are you talking
this
about?
This is my platform. This is my platform.
Share and like us both.
No.
The point I'm trying to make is that the books. They left out things from the books that if you never read the books and only saw the movies, there was like key information that after you found this out in the book, you'd be like, oh, I wish they would have had that in the movies. So what I'm saying about is like, are you a Harry Potter person, Craig?
Yeah, I don't remember the books.
But I mean like this Marauder's Map was made by Harry's father, Sirius, and other, but they didn't say that in the movies. So the book people knew that and it changed the thing for them in their head. And I didn't know that until I read the books.
Right.
So what I'm saying is like, so in the Star Wars, that's what I was trying to get to.
I want to make an amends. So I have to say another apology to the hardcore Star Wars fans. Look, I lack that information.
We didn't know.
It's our fault that we didn't know that. And I could see why you would feel that way about the Jedi healing powers that we weren't educated about. Exactly.
Yeah, and there's so many movies.
Like
that's
The
enough.
Shining isn't Shining a book like The Shining, right? Stephen King Shining, and it's way different than the movie. I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
The Shining. I want to review that eventually too. The Shining.
It is different.
But it's different than the book, right?
The new one.
The Shining.
One.
No, yeah. Not just the new one. Just
but
the
I
original
gotta go back,
Stanley
I gotta go back
Shining.
I gotta go back and rewatch The Shining.
Yeah,
is what I gotta do.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we should do we're gonna watch some movies together. But anyway,
so
there was a lot of people, like I said, that a lot of the comments were like, you know, hey,
God, I can't believe
these
they
guys
got
don't
so,
know Star Wars.
So
but,
were they're emotionally invested in our ridiculous argument.
But the thing about what we're talking about is kind of like fantasy football. you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, this I don't own a team. These aren't really my players.
No, they're not.
But
yeah.
But there's something fun about being invested like that. And that's what we do. Like, I don't have a problem with, like, being super into something that's, like, escapism. That's what this is.
Yeah.
We're escaping from reality so we can talk about
stuff. I love the movies.
And that's why we love talking about it.
And like,
so and the nerds love commenting on what we don't know. And I think that it's all a symbiotic relationship. So yeah. Thank you for the feedback.
Okay. Yeah, I could live with that. Let's get off Star Wars. Uh-huh. And I want to get on, like, what's going on now. I wanted to review something because I don't know what you've watched and what you haven't watched.
Yeah.
But I'm excited, like, because we talked a bit about getting a movie platform. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on my brother and Santino's thing?
I've talked about this on my podcast already. I don't care.
But like, you could be real on this.
No, yeah, this has been made. It's much to do about nothing. They were, you know, they want to do that. They can do it.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, I wish them the best. I mean,
it's going to be fine.
Yeah, okay. You know I thought maybe because, you know,
No, we weren't. Bob, you and Bob were supposed to do it. Didn't Bob tell you that he was going to do something with you too?
Yeah.
Exactly. You're family.
Yeah, all right. So you don't have to.
That's how racist Bobby is.
You don't have to rub it in like,
whoa. Bobby's so racist that he's like, I can't do a podcast with another Korean.
Hey, but I'm his brother.
I know. That's not
no. Okay. Look,
this is the only thing that bothered me about it. This is the only thing that bothers me about it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's just a personal thing with Bobby, because If I were to, like, did you see that green screen thing I made when they were on the Santino's podcast?
Yeah.
And they were running
and
down.
And you put yourself in there.
Yeah. So they're going like, okay, we should do a movie with all the Comedy Store people.
Yeah.
And they mentioned literally all the comics, all white, by the way, all the comics, and then, like, some girls, and then, like, they didn't mention me at all, right? Okay, if I was
You're a colleague, though. Listen.
Yeah. If I was on a podcast with Santino, and I said to Santino, let's do a movie with all the people at the Comedy Store, and let's mention them. And if I didn't mention Bobby, what do you think he would say?
He would say something.
He would be fucking furious, okay? Because that's how he is. And he's just such a little fucking hypocrite about that kind of stuff. So I don't, like, the thing is, like, I wish he would have just said, I would prefer to do the podcast not with my brother, not with the other person, like, that's been his close friend for so long. I want to do it with Santino. And I would have been like, I get it. But don't tell me I'm not going to do it. And it's all this stuff that he was saying. Well, yeah, he could have just said, we'll do that.
People,
who cares?
People deal with those situations differently. You know, people want to avoid confrontation.
But there would have been no confrontation.
I know. But not, you know, everyone deals
he made
with stuff
it out like it was like, you
but
know.
But listen, this is what I want. This is what bothered me. I wanted initially, when we played Destiny 1, I wanted Eric G and Deuce, because Eric G and Deuce Lee, there was a lot of potential there.
Yeah, but from the beginning,
because people like three of us.
I know,
together.
Steve, from the beginning, don't you understand? From the beginning, Bobby never wanted to do anything with us. I mean,
it hurts.
I know, right?
Hearing it
like,
from you,
like, this is like,
oh, it hurts.
From the very beginning, Bobby has never wanted to do a podcast with you or I. Because Bobby don't need Santino. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the thing,
man.
About this is all about Bobby.
It would have been so fun.
Listen,
man.
Every podcast that Bobby goes on, it's a, like, he gets a lot of numbers.
Of course.
Every single podcast he goes on. Of course. Went on What's Her Face's podcast, the chick from Moms, the funny No, not that one.
I don't know.
She's on Mom. She was in a Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt's ex. Why are we forgetting her name? People right now are screaming at the television and their phones right now.
Can you fact check
look it up?
That?
Anyway,
yeah,
he was on her podcast and he had the biggest numbers out of all her guests.
Steve,
you never listen to the real point. Okay, that's the frustrating part.
Okay.
like you're missing the point right
now.
My point is, he doesn't need to do another podcast with. Anna Faris. He went on Anna Faris' podcast, and he had these huge numbers. What I'm trying to say is this. He doesn't need to do a podcast with Santino. Bobby could choose anyone, and it's going to be successful. Yeah. And my point is, he elected not to choose his brother or me. That's horrible. He went with the redhead. That's what bothers
me. He's coming here in a couple weeks. I'm going to talk to him about it.
Yeah. That's the point.
I have some questions for him.
You know what? Should I let him know? Surprise, come over.
Oh, you should be in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, let's fucking do that.
But he might watch. He doesn't.
Are you kidding me? You think he watches your podcast?
No, he doesn't.
If he did, that's probably why he doesn't want to do one.
None of them do. None of them do.
But how about this? You know, be better if you know. I have like a little cellar.
I'm not gonna go in your fucking cellar. And but this motherfucker, you have a cellar. Where's the cellar?
It's
Is it with the air conditioning in the bathroom?
I have like it's like in the I have a basement area.
He has a basement.
Wait, hold up.
In this little bullshit ass apartment.
You can hide in there.
No, I'm just going to go in the fucking bathroom.
No. But you should get like a Halloween outfit.
No, we need to do this.
Okay.
Let's talk about this. This is how we'll do it. Okay. Oh, but you can't put this out. No, yeah. They're going to hope they tip them off. You can't say anything, fucks. This is a surprise.
Watching this. This is our plan.
So you have to bring it up, though. Like in the podcast, you have to bring it up. You got to be like, so why didn't you do a podcast with Eric?
And then I'll give you a sign. Like I'll
know.
I'll cough. I'll
hear it. And I'll just bust out. Yeah. What, you little fuck? You know?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
It would just double team him.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Anyway, so by the way, let me just clear the air again.
No, this is no. I
want to, like, there's a lot of people doing 3 or 4 podcasts. So it's like, I'm glad he's doing his thing.
One is hard to do.
They can do their thing. It's totally fine. Yeah, I honestly don't care. I love them both. Fine. They're my friends.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
They're doing their thing.
Yeah. So, like, I don't really care about it. I just care about how Bobby handled it. That's all.
That's fine. I mean,
that's all I care about. He handled it wrong.
Right.
It was like, he handled it in a way it was fucked up. You know?
No, like for those viewers and listeners who are.
And Bad Friend is a beautiful name.
Or Bad Friend, yeah. For those people trying to start up their own podcast or platform, like what advice would you give? Like what do you spend most of your time doing? Like as far as what do you need to be able to do to be self-sufficient? Let's talk about some of that stuff. It's interesting to me because I had to learn it. It was a process.
Well, I mean, you know, you're better off than me because I don't even have somebody sitting behind the camera
for what I do.
So this is what I'm saying is suggest you get help.
Yeah.
You get somebody.
So it's hard to do it solely on your own.
It really is hard because
what makes it so hard?
Well, because I'm missing out on the other things that I could be working on. I should just be worried about the creative. I should be worried about what I'm going to talk to about the guests. You know, I should be having my little notes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm too busy having to worry about the sound and the camera and booking the guests and making sure they get there and then like setting it up. And then so by the time I sit down, I'm like, whew, okay, you know, and then now, and then after that, it's like promoting of the podcast, cutting up clips, that's why you need like a team. It's best to have a team, you know.
So how hard was it for you to learn how to edit and use the camera?
You know, what about you?
Lenses?
Aren't you doing it? How hard is it for you?
It took me months and months. Like I had to like just go to Craig's for like weeks and just watch him edit. Then I eventually started editing on that. Yeah. I bought that computer from him, and then.
Well, I really reached. I reached out to the fans. Like the fans were great. Well, I didn't. Well, actually, I reached out to some, but a lot of them you learn because of the shit talk from them. You know, your audio sucks, and you know, you know what I mean. So you're like, fuck. So I got to go to YouTube. Best audio settings for a podcast, you know?
I mean, that's the reason why. Because me and Craig got into it because one of our guests, I'm not going to say who, like their volume was low, and I had the H4, and Craig was helping me edit that night because the audio was so like up and down. And it took us hours to do that. And
when you normalize. That's when you use a limiter. That's when you use a, you know, when you have a limiter, you know, that's
what's a limiter? Go ahead.
Well, a limiter is like, no, I just recently got all this. I you nerds out there. This is my limited knowledge of it. Mm-hmm. My limited knowledge of the limiter, but it's basically it sets the highest peak. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it sets.
Do
it
you
to
do that on the. The recorder itself or your program?
No. This is in Logic or whatever you use.
Okay.
So it sets the highest peak. So therefore, you could turn the volume up on things and it's not going to go past that.
But what if they're too low?
No, it's okay for them to be too low. Being too low is good. Being too high is what's wrong. Like it's all—it's fine when things are low because you can always raise it up.
But the thing—the thing that attracted me to the Zoom H6 is you could adjust in real time.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you should still only—you should never go past 5 on that. That's what I've found.
Why is that? Because it peaks too high.
Yeah, it peaks too high. It's gonna be too hot.
Right.
Especially the certain voices, you know, and then you normalize it. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it's like now you have, you know, the levels where it's going to be. And then you can raise the volume or lower the volume and it's not going to sound distorted or anything like that.
Right.
These are all the things you end up finding out. And then like in terms of like the editing, it's like, you know, you like we're just doing a static shot.
Yeah.
You know, but there's some people. Yeah.
Doing multiple.
Yeah. But
angles.
I started to go like, you know, after doing Rick Glassman's podcast, I saw you had him
on.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that? Was it fun? There?
Yeah, it's fun. It's real fun. So after doing that.
Shout out to Rick.
You know, I start to maybe like when I do solo episodes, I put like pictures in or I put like grabbing video.
So you just you just learn that on your own?
Self-taught, baby. Yeah. But that doesn't mean it's right. So I'm still, you know, and I'm really looking into like getting a real nerd that lives in my area to start helping me.
Once you get an intern, man, I'm sure.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I needed to know how to do everything first. Like,
right.
Because I didn't want to get some producer come in and was like, oh, well, I could do everything. And, you know, this is really difficult. So I'm going to charge you this amount of percentage. Now I could be like, nah.
Yeah, because
I
actually know
how to do this. So
right.
You're just helping me.
That gives you the upper hand because you have knowledge.
Yeah. You got to have knowledge of what you're doing. I think it's important to know how to do shit, and then when you know what you don't know.
Right.
Be like, okay, I need you to, you know, take me to the next level with what you bring to it. So
are you allowed to, like, because I'm thinking of like other content, because I know you never run out of ideas, but I thought maybe a good idea was maybe. Bringing a camera to the Comedy Store, like behind the scenes stuff, like
yeah, it just depends though. You have to.
Are you allowed to film there?
It just depends, you know. You have to like you don't want to get too many people involved where they're like, hey, I don't want you to show that, or I don't want, you know.
Oh,
it's best
to
just stay away from that kind of
stuff.
Right. So, I already told you what you should do. Your format should be your thing should be called the Stevie Weeby Show.
Go ahead, say it's like 30 minutes
of interview, and then it's like part of your show is opening up the P.O. Box, man on the street, you know, the whole show is like
a variety show.
Yeah, encapsulated into one show.
So it should be like the puppet show. It should be exactly. Stevie on the streety.
Yeah. And then you change it up all the time, you know, where people are like, and they were like, we're back to the puppet segment. They're like, oh, yay. So,
So it's like Pee-wee's Playhouse mixed with like a Mr. Rogers.
And you can actually masturbate on this.
All right, go to bluechew.com, promo code Stevie.
There you go. An extra ad in.
So when you free yourself up, is it because you want to focus more on your comedy bits?
Yeah.
Because
it
seems like are we good on time?
Yeah, don't.
Okay,
Steve,
okay.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't even look because you get so distracted easily.
How many?
Jingle some keys so Steve will be like, what the fuck?
Like, how many hours do you spend editing and filming and doing vlogs?
Actually, because I just do a static shot.
Yeah.
Like now I got it down to a science, you know?
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So I have my title, I have my, you know, the stuff that's going to be on the video, the people's names and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just drop the video into that. Then I just change the names, change the episode number.
Yeah.
I actually can get it done in like, you know, 10, 15 minutes now.
That fast?
Yeah, because it's already rendering.
Oh, and you know? synchronize your stuff.
Yeah, the audio can sync with the, in those programs. You could do it too in Premiere.
Oh, you can?
Yes, I told you this. This motherfucker don't listen.
You're not listening, Steve.
Yeah.
The main frustration I have with just doing this is not this we could all learn, right? But it's the guests.
Yeah, that's a,
like that, I only have so much. Well, I don't have it like you and Santino and Delete. You know, I don't have
that. I understand.
It's like
every week you're like, and this is a homeless woman I met at.
hey man, don't.
I met this homeless woman at CVS. So tell me, how is it to be homeless?
My guess, man. No, these people have skills and they have.
I know.
Dreams and ambition, too, just because they're not on the billboard. Do you really look at my guests that way? Oh,
I'm just
my God.
You.
We're going to. Oh, my God. Okay, so with that being said, what do you recommend?
This person fell down at the skate park, and I just wanted to ask them.
You son of a God. What am I supposed to do? If there was an agency out there, this is what I was hoping. If there was an agency out there that just specialized in that. Finding talent, right? Yeah. But only specializing in podcasts.
Well, that's like,
that would help me out a lot.
Steve, if you want somebody on your podcast, I suggest you like go to their Instagram or go to their like website or go to their go to their IMDb, wherever. Find out who their agent is. Find out who their publicist is. And then you send a message to that person. Agents actually take calls. If you go, hi, I get a cover letter. I'm Stephen Lee, brother of Bobby Lee. You got to mention Bobby. And then, like, you know, I have a very popular podcast. I have this many followers. I get this many views. Yeah. I would love to have your client on my show. Start there.
You've done that?
Yeah. I don't have to do that.
But you don't but you I've get done a lot it for at the Comedy things. Store. You get a lot.
No, I just get
store.
Just random. Now people are just like, hey, can I come people on are the hitting podcast? You up? Yeah, yeah. Like I get publicists hit me up.
So publicists are hitting you up right now?
Yeah, they've hit me up. Like, can I come? My client come on your show? Or just people when you have a discussion with someone, like, you know, certain people will be like, hey, can I come? But I don't always want people coming to my place.
Right, know? Right.
Like, I don't want strange, like.
So don't you think
I
that
have
if
one
we
degree
start,
of separation.
If we start least. Our thing or when we start our thing. I think
we're not going to have guests.
We're not.
No, we don't need guests.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
It's going
right.
to be you and me talking about
no,
movies.
No, but it would be.
A guest would be special. We'll get a guest when it's like, oh,
right.
here's the sound editor from Jurassic
oh,
Park.
Right,
and we're
right,
like, let's
right,
talk, you know,
right,
we're
going
to
right,
get someone
right.
like that.
And so do you think that they will be open to us, like accepting us as a duo? Like, hey.
Steve, they already do. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying a company like All Things Comedy.
Oh, I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah. I'm
we
just wondering, you know, I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Are you what are you doing?
I'm just my foot's cramped.
Your foot
I don't know. It's cramped.
You're very limber. You're
what
practically
do you mean? What do you mean limber?
I'm just saying it
what
looks like you can
mean?
Jack off with your feet. You
what do you mean? I don't jack off with my feet. Is that what you think
it
of
just
me?
Looked like
you think that this, you think when everyone
you know how they say you jack off with your left hand and it doesn't feel it feels like a different person? I'm imagining with your feet.
How
you're
do
like,
you know I use my left hand? How do you know that?
I want to thank you guys for watching Stevie Weeby.
No, but how'd you know that? Because I do.
Steve, you got that vibe. You got that left hand.
I got the left.
Vibe.
Wait, hold on, let's talk about this.
That should be some merch.
So without me,
I jack off with my left hand.
Without me disclosing my masturbation habits, you knew.
You just disclosed your masturbation habits earlier.
I know, but before that, how did you
for
know?
For Blue Chew.
How did you know that I use my left hand?
You got a.
I have that vibe.
You have a hot plate in your room. This is, whoever has a hot plate jacks off with their left hand. Trust me. Especially if it's 3 feet away from their bed.
I don't know how that I don't know. That bothers me that you know that. I don't know why. It bothers me. Severely.
Now you're going to be thinking about it every
yeah,
time you
I
reach
am
with your left hand.
I am
like, oh, Griffin knew
I'm
I did this.
I'm using my right hand now. From now on, I'm using my right hand.
Well, then, but that's like so ordinary.
Yeah, left hand. I don't know. I think it's like the part of your brain, you know, because you use, you know, when you do different things with left or right side, you use different parts of your brain. So I'm thinking that when I'm using my left, it's like I'm feeling the sensations, but I'm not really. It's like a foreign thing. Like, oh, this is like new, you know? You know how like when your girl. Yeah, so go to BlueChew.com, promo code Stevie. Yeah. All right.
It should be promo code left hand.
Hey, can we.
Just call them.
What about calling our movie review thing my left hand?
Oh, my. Steve.
What do you mean? No?
Let's put that in the idea box.
Because, you know, there's that Daniel Day-Lewis movie called My Left Foot. But this is kind of...
My Left Hand?
Yeah.
Now he's got it in my head.
My
left
hand
movie review.
And then for our, we'll make shirts and where it's just your left hand. Well, holding a like a movie stub. Like this. Like a ticket. No?
Okay. A ticket shaped like a dick?
No, just like a regular ticket like this, but my left hand.
Okay, well, like I said.
And a box of popcorn? Okay.
Here's the idea box.
Okay, sorry.
It's in the idea box.
I like doing this in real time.
You know, we're going to put more ideas in the idea box, and we'll shuffle them around, and we'll figure out.
So what's the next movie? I want to be prepared. I want to talk about it. Like, what can we discuss next time on your?
Oh, I did watch Servant. Did you see the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's save it for. Because it's already like, how long? Has it been an hour already?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What time did we start? I thought it was like 8:15 we started. Did we? What does it say on the thing there? Oh, God. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Anyway, Servant.
Servant.
I loved Servant.
Okay. What did you like about it?
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
You know what I liked about it is the fact that, like, they never... they always left you with a question where you're like, yeah. I got to watch the next episode.
Is the baby alive? Is the baby dead?
Yeah. No, I never had that question.
But the girl's background, the nanny's background.
I never had that question okay. at all. This is spoiler alert. Like, we have to, like, this is a huge spoiler.
It's huge spoiler alert.
Like, if we're going to talk about Servant, if you haven't watched Servant, then you need to turn this off if you're going to watch it. But if you've already watched it and want to talk about it,
let's just give them context. So, it's a mother that has a baby boy, right? But then through the series, she loses the baby.
Okay, first of all, terrible. Like, just let me handle this because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's not it?
No.
And they replace the baby with a fake baby.
Servant is about a couple.
A couple.
Okay,
yeah.
A couple who has a baby. Something tragic happened to the baby. The mom has some psychosis in her head that she's blocked. Some hippie chick decided, let's give her a doll. And the woman has associated that she thinks the doll is real, right?
Yeah.
To the point where they even hire a nanny to take care of the doll. This nanny is this weird person, the servant. That's why it's called the servant. Yeah. She's weird, kind of awkward background. We know anything about her. And she's like, the husband's freaked out because she's acting like this doll is real. Next thing you know, there's an actual real baby in the crib.
Well, you're missing a point. You're missing a main point.
What's the main point?
Well, you're saying psychosis. That's kind of a broad statement. She's in a bit of a denial about it as well.
So she has a...
No, it's not just psychosis. Craig, look up psychosis
And read it to this motherfucker.
Psychosis, but she's in denial about it as well because she doesn't want to believe that... She's not accepting of it. I mean, there's deeper issues, but she is in denial about it as well.
But eventually we find out, like, it goes on. And guess what I'm saying? He's like, that's what the psychosis is. Anyway.
Contact is lost with external reality.
Exactly.
Okay.
Contact is lost with external reality.
But there's no, she's in denial as well. She's in denial as well. All right.
Anyway. Okay. But that's not leaving anything out because psychosis covers that.
All right.
But anyways, and so you go on.
Psychosis doesn't. Mention denial, though, does it?
It doesn't have to mention
okay.
it.
Okay, it's okay, that's fine. I don't want to argue about this. I don't want to argue
this
about
this. This is like Ray and Luke. This is what you do.
No. But that's what makes... This is why people tune in. It's because we argue about stupid stuff. So anyway...
They tune in to see you not listening.
So anyway,
though, what I liked about the series is, like, you know, it's like this very slow-paced... You know, you know something happened to this baby, and you don't know... So they keep hinting at it. So the brother... And the brother-in-law, played by Rupert Grint from Harry Potter, the brother-in-law and the husband, they're in on what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so they know
what
happened.
Well, they're enabling this to happen.
They've enabled her to, like...
That's the one thing you agreed with me the whole hour.
Well, you made...
I said enabling.
Steve.
And you... Oh, thank you, God.
Steve.
He agrees with me with one word.
Steve, when you make sense,
oh my God.
I'm going to agree with you. The other times you don't make sense, I'm not going to agree with
you. We're missing another main point as far as the mother. The mother is a newscaster.
How can I review things? Why is that important?
It's important because it's a part of the narrative because they use a lot of her, the footage from these tapes of her, like, in certain scenes. Yeah. So it adds to the narrative.
Yeah. I understand that. But we don't want to give away everything.
No, but that's an important... It's not giving away everything. It's just giving you context to what she does as a...
That is a huge spoiler.
And her husband...
What we just said.
How is that a spoiler? I'm not spoiling anything.
We just did.
No.
That's how the girl knew her is a huge spoiler. But anyway, whatever.
Well, they won't know until they start watching. They really don't know what we're talking about until they start watching.
If you start watching,
was that a spoiler?
No, I mean, I think you'll figure it out.
No, that's not that soon. It's a little bit later when the girl's looking at the tape of her and it goes a little girl.
I thought it was episode 3 or 4. It's still early.
Yeah, but even still.
Either way.
So then, like, this girl, we don't know where she's from. And like I say, it's very slow. And then, like, it doesn't come till later that you find out she's a part of some cult.
Yeah.
We don't even know the sect of the cult.
The season ends, and
we don't know if that's...
Is it a magic cult? Is it a Satan cult?
Is it her baby? We don't know anything. So it's really fascinating. It was well done.
Yeah.
Well, some of M. Night Shyamalan's best work, actually.
I wouldn't say best, but I enjoyed it.
I said it's some of his best work. Yeah. I didn't say best.
Okay.
But if you would listen, you would hear... what I'm saying.
All right, all right.
I said some of his best.
Some
work.
Of his best. Okay, yeah. I got I didn't it. Say I best. Gotcha. I've definitely tuned into The Servant. Yeah. It was, you know, it kept my attention. I wanted to tune in every week.
Yeah, and then when it's over.
Oh, your... the husband was a renowned chef as well. He was a chef. They're pretty financial. They're a rich family in New York.
Because
it takes
of her,
place in,
because of her father.
Yeah, because
you know
of her father.
But
as
you
well.
Know what's crazy is like I don't know if it, I literally like that. Even though the season ended, we still don't know anything.
I don't. Yeah.
They we know like
I thought that was there was another one after. I didn't know that was the final one.
Yeah.
You know when the
but they already picked up
when the event
season.
Happened, right? The final conclusion.
When they finally showed. Exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And like, then, it was a good buildup to be like, oh.
But I'm still confused. Like, was
no, no,
that
no.
A-
you know, because let me ask you this. I was, the whole time until episode 9 or whatever that was where we find out what really happened, is like, I was like, what would make her think that that doll was a real baby? And once they showed, let's not even spoil that. But Ooh. Once they showed what happened, then you go, oh, shit. I see why she thought. The doll
right.
was a real baby.
Yeah.
You know? And it's really great.
Yeah.
You know
well,
what I mean?
The nanny was a major integral part of the whole narrative as well.
Oh, right, right,
even
right.
Even certain scenes with her, like in her room and like the way
yeah,
she would have.
Well,
it was kind of biblical. A lot of the
yeah,
stuff
a lot
was
of
biblical.
Religious shit.
Yeah, a lot of
well,
religious
Well, we already
themes.
Know that she was a part of a religious
right,
cult.
Right, right, right,
they
right.
They say that. That's how the woman figured out that she knew that aunt.
Yeah. There's definitely, you could tell M. Night definitely thought of this stuff.
Yeah.
He likes to keep people.
Well,
wondering.
I like that it's not, I like that he decided, like, he probably, you know what? He probably went to Apple.
Yeah.
And he was like,
that's
here's,
smart.
No.
Well, I'm just saying to go through Apple.
I didn't even get to make my point. You know
I'll
what I mean?
Shut
like,
up.
You don't
I'll
even get
up.
To make a point with this guy.
Oh, shut up.
My point I'm trying to make is.
God, every time you're here, I feel like I'm going to get a heart attack. It's like, we got to do this every other
You don't
month.
Have to have a heart attack.
No,
all you
no,
got to
no.
do is
you
listen.
You raise my blood pressure so much. Because
you don't listen.
I do, though. I'm
you
getting
don't
better.
Listen.
I'll be quiet.
You
right
cut
now.
In before I can finish.
Oh,
I think
geez,
that he went to Apple and he told them, here's my idea for season one. And he said to them, I'm not going to wrap this up in season one. And that's the thing. I think that's why they gave him two seasons right off the bat.
Yeah.
Because like, imagine if it was canceled right now. That would be terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was canceled, you'd be like, oh, man, they just left this beautiful world. Like,
yeah.
Just like, you're like, oh, what's going to happen next? So I did really enjoy
it. We highly
show.
Recommend it, though. It's
yeah,
definitely, it's fun to watch.
Highly recommend watching The Servant, which
yeah.
means you have to get Apple TV. But you can get it free for a year. There's a lot of little perks you can get.
Absolutely.
Did you guys watch C on there, too?
No, I want to.
I love that
one. What about on Netflix, Cheer? Have you seen Cheer?
No.
It's about the cheerleading squad from Navarro, a junior college. Oh, you got to watch it.
I'll watch that
one.
It's
amazing. It's amazing.
One thing I'm watching right now, I'm watching Raising Dion.
Was that on Netflix? What is
it's
that?
It's on Netflix.
Okay. Is that a series? What is
it's
that?
It's a series, but it's like, I'm not sure if it's in the Marvel universe, but it's based off a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this kid mm-hmm. has powers that he got from his father, but it's like, you know, it's like, I started watching, I was like, oh, this ain't bad, you know?
So we could do that too on our movie. We could do series,
yeah,
we're
gonna do TV,
Netflix,
gonna,
we could
gonna,
do all
yeah,
of it.
We're
yeah,
gonna,
yeah.
We're, listen, guys, we are for sure going to start a movie review, an entertainment review. That's what we'll call it, entertainment review.
Yeah, to keep it open.
Argument show.
Okay. That's if we don't kill each other before then. Oh, my God.
We're not
going to
kill each other.
Okay,
relax.
I love you. I love you.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Because right now you look like.
No, I do. I do. You make me. God, I'm sweating in my own place.
You know, I don't feel love when you do it like this.
Wait a minute.
I love you, yeah.
No.
Ooh, yeah, I love you. Are you like this with your girlfriend?
No, I just think because our characters.
Baby, do you love me? Yeah, baby, I love you so much. Do
you
do that?
Are you going to open that door right now? Are you opening
Alani, it? Alani, come on out!
Don't do it, dude. Please don't do that. I want to end on a positive note. Let's start plugging your stuff and your comedy dates and your website.
Well, just go to ericgriffin.com.
And what else? What else?
And yeah, just go to ericgriffin.com. I got at Eric Griffin on Instagram, mm-hmm. Snapchat, mm-hmm. Twitter. And I got all the information there. I got a bunch of dates
Eric
coming
with
up. I don't know when this is going to air, so I need you to
next week.
Oh, well, next week. So let's... Oh, before the weekend?
It's going to be next Wednesday.
Oh, then, okay, perfect. Well, then you can see me in Tacoma.
Okay, go
I'm gonna
ahead.
Be at the Tacoma Comedy Club
what date?
That weekend, whatever that weekend is, the next weekend. Let me look and see. Let me look at the dates. Let me look at the dates, baby. Let me look. Yeah, the 30th, mm-hmm. 1st, and yeah, the 30th, the 31st, and the 1st. I'll be in Tacoma Comedy Club. So hopefully he released it when he said he was. And if not, you missed me. Oh, Riffin' with Griffin. Go ahead. I released the audio on Saturdays and Sunday, and Monday I released the video, and I'm starting to release the audio. I'm going to start releasing the audio early to YouTube members and Patreon members, so check me out on there, too.
Just plug your Patreon more.
Yeah, it's just Patreon Eric Griffin. I'm Eric Griffin on everything.
Okay, cool. Patreon.com/Eric Griffin. Yeah. Okay. Thanks again, buddy.
And we're going to do it. And we're still going to do Stevie Weeby. We're still going to do Riffin' with Griffin.
Yeah, we're still doing it.
And we're going to do our entertainment review show.
We're still doing it.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We're keeping the dream. Because we have like a combined episodes, if we think about it. We already have like.
Let's not do the math right now.
You have five. You've been on mine 4 or 5 times. Yeah, we got like 10 episodes. You know what we should do? Is we should put all those episodes up on our new thing.
Our movie thing.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to do that as well?
Yeah.
Do we have to take it on our.
We just re-upload it.
Oh, I didn't. I've never done that.
Yeah, we could just re-upload it. We could just re-upload all
that. You know
that
better than I do. Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
And we'll just do it like that. So it'd be like, you know,
that's
guys,
fine.
Here we are. It's a good way to start getting viewers.
God, I can't believe we made it through this. We made it.
Why do you say that every time? Like, he said that every time. By the end of the episode, we're gonna be like, fuck you.
No, wait, no. But the thing is, let me apologize.
You'd like the camera should fall.
I want to make another apology. I want to apologize to the hardcore Star Wars fans again. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry that we didn't do extensive research on the ethos of Star Wars. So, I can't know everything. I apologize.
Oh, we know, Steve.
Okay.
You can't know everything.
So, we have a website attached to the show, stevieweebyshow.com. Go there to get merch or to find out information pertaining to the show. Mm-hmm. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/stevieweeby. I wanted to welcome the new patrons and thank Andrew Lincoln, Benny P, and Tenno Double X, T-E-N-N-O Double X. My Instagram or the Instagram affiliated with the show is Q-U-A-N-G-O-U, Instagram/Q-U-A-N-G-O-U. Go to stevieweebybandcamp.com. I finished the EP. I'm still trying to mix it down.
Oh,
so.
the dad one?
Yeah, the dad one.
Oh,
I can't wait to
hear that.
Thank you. Yeah, I worked hard on it, and there's 6 songs on it. So
I should have flipped out on you like you did on my podcast.
Okay, we don't have to bring that up. I love
you. Craig, this guy fucking flips out.
Okay, let's talk about that after. I'm almost done with these announcements, okay? So we also have a P.O. Box if you want to send stuff. 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. We have other content on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Stevie Weeby. We got vlogs, puzzle videos, clips, cooking vlogs, Stevie on the Streety, P.O. Box.
Jesus.
So definitely.
He does Legos.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
No, not Legos, dude. Don't say
that. Would be actually dope.
What, Legos? I might do that.
Send some ideas in for Steve. When you watch Steve building a Lego set right now or playing Jenga with himself, that'd be dope.
Son of a gun. Support All the Homies podcast, Movies with Malice, Riffin' with Griffin, Losco Projects, and Necro Electric, and WFU. Okay. With that being said, Little Ray's
fire team is still alive.
Little Ray is going to return soon. Just be patient.
Oh, and check me out on Eric Griffin Gaming on YouTube.
Love you.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.